You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, the Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Zyn nicotine pouches deliver nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime, which means Zyn pairs well with you, your personality, your schedule, and your spontaneity. Zyn fits easily into your bag, pocket, and into your life because it's smoke-free, hands-free, and hassle-free. So the only person who will know you have a Zyn pouch in is you. Visit Zyn.com or head to your local convenience store today to find your Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi, guys. Welcome to this week's Two Teas in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp.
And Tamara Judge.
We're going to do our very best not to yell into the microphone, but we can't make any promises because we're two thirsty twats. Cheers.
Cheers.
And we're bringing Frank on. Yes. Frank from Real Housewives of New Jersey, one of our favorite.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
House ex-husbands, but
house
still on the show.
Ex-husband.
Our first, and by the way, he's our first.
Oh my God. Frank is popping our cherry.
Oh, well, we knew that popped a long time ago for you, Tam, not me.
Good morning.
Oh, hi, Frank. Cheers. Cheers.
Why don't I have a drink?
Well, you need to get one really quick. All right. Told you.
I'll be back. Give me 2 seconds.
We're called the Thirsty Twats for a reason.
I love the ceiling.
I know. His house, well, David's house is
David's
so nice.
House is so nice.
Don't forget, I built it.
Oh, he built it. He can still hear us. We're such douche lords.
What's
cheers.
Happening?
Cheers.
Yeah, cheers to you too.
Ah, what are you drinking?
Johnny Walker Blue.
Well, first off, I have to start with an apology because when I'm wrong, I say I'm wrong. And I said that you were dating one of Louis's exes, but it's actually David who is dating one of Louis's exes. Question.
That was. It all depends who you're asking, all right?
Okay.
Because it's all over the map. I hear different stories, so I don't know if I'm going to chime in on that one so much. But she says no. She says they were just friends. Louis is up in the air. Teresa says they were dating. Dolores says they were dating. So I'm not sure where it stands.
Did they have sex?
Yeah. I honestly, I don't know. And she says no, you know? Louis doesn't answer. So honestly, I realize at certain points, you know, might as well just stay out of it, you know?
Okay.
Probably a good idea.
Well, next question. Are we currently in David's house right now?
Yes.
You built it.
It's beautiful. Yes.
Thanks. Thank you very much. So,
before you and David decided to move in together, did you ask?
You make it sound like they're dating.
Well, yeah, everybody else thinks we're lovers too. So
I mean, everybody thinks you and Dolores are still lovers too. So just add it all together.
I still have hope for that relationship.
Oh, she says it every time.
Can I tell you something? I'm afraid. I if it's not broken, don't fix it. Yeah. And can I tell you, seriously, when the shit went down with Dolores, the worst thing about it, and I didn't go back to her, there were chances me and Dolores getting back together immediately thereafter. And it's a shame. And I'm a little bit embarrassed because I couldn't prove to myself that I wouldn't do it again. That wouldn't be faithful, but beyond faithful.
Oh, and
but I couldn't hurt Dolores. Honestly, I truly love Dolores that much. I just couldn't see her hurt again.
I love your relationship together. I wish you can give my ex some tips because it just works out better for the kids and the whole family dynamic. Right? And it's just, I mean.
Absolutely. Tamara, weren't you from around here? You were from around here originally, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
No? Oh, no. I thought you lived over here.
No, I wish. I would like to.
Tammy Sue, where are you originally from?
I'm from Glendora, California.
Yeah, Tammy Sue.
LA County. And then I moved to Orange County in like my 20s.
But you said something on the reunion when everything was talking about infidelity and those types of things, where I think it was either you or Dolores that said you weren't able to say to her, you know, I'm sorry and I'm going to change. Did you know in that moment, or was it because of the other woman?
No, it definitely wasn't because of the other woman. And a lot of podcasts I go on, and a lot of them have to do with women, always think that a man cheats because they were lacking something, that there was something about them. And be honest with you, men cheat. Normally, a lot of times men cheat is with a woman who doesn't even compare to the person they're cheating on. All right?
Men cheat because of their wiener. I
was trying to be politically correct. You want to know something?
No, not here.
Okay, you got
their wieners and their egos.
Yeah.
100%. 100%, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame because, you know, the grass is not greener on the other side.
But you know what? It happened. It's over with. Yes, can't dwell on it. You guys have a great relationship, great family dynamic, and that is commendable.
But what were you about to say at the reunion when it came to Evan, right around the time when Dolores called Jennifer a what was about to be said, and then you got cut off? Like, you were about to say, I think you were going to throw Jennifer a lifeline.
I probably was, all right, because I don't like getting caught up in the drama, and I always got along with Jennifer. And when I posted something, and it all started for me, and one episode was on, and I posted something after the episode saying I never thought Evan cheated. I had no reason to believe it, and so on and so forth. And then next thing you know, Jennifer sent me a text message the next day, and it really hurt me. You know, listen, I thought we were homies, and now, you know, you hurt me, you broke my heart. That's from Jennifer, and I felt horrible. You know, when I wasn't throwing her under the bus, listen, I don't care whether I thought Evan cheated, not cheated, doesn't make a difference. I would never say, not to Bill, not to anybody, that I know the woman or anything like that. I don't, guys. I keep to myself. I've learned my lesson. You know, there's nothing good comes out of it.
Well, you're definitely one of the favorite housewife husbands, and you're not even a freaking husband. Like, how does that feel? Like, you need an award.
We had so many responses. We have a couple guests that we stack up. We have the most questions for you.
You are actually popping our cherry because we haven't had a house husband on the show.
Come on. Wow.
You're the first one. You're the favorite.
You've always been our favorite. You were pretty much the voice of reason this season. And you've made me, like, you always can find the light of every situation. And that's my worst quality. I can find the worst in every situation.
No.
I know.
Life's way too short. Oh my God. I was different, guys. I'll be totally honest with you. I was so different. Prior to 2007, my mother passed away in 2007. And listen, we've always done well financially. And I had a little bit of nasty attitude. My mother passed away. I changed. Oh my God, I changed. Right. I found out what the important things in life are.
Right.
It's not. I wake up every morning. I know it's a cliche, but I even have it tattooed on my back. All right. Every day is a gift, not a given right.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So yeah. Truly.
That's pretty cool. Yes, all right. Next question is, if you had to be stuck on a deserted island with one other house husband, who would it be?
Probably Joe Beningo. I'm closest with Joe Beningo, Margaret's husband. All right.
Okay.
I've been friends with Joe Gorga longer out of everyone. And the three of us truly are close. We're close all the time. So
yeah, the audience really embraces the guys on the show. Like, why do you think it's different than any other franchise?
I don't know. But also, if you'll notice, the last three major dramas in New Jersey stemmed from a husband. All right.
Yeah,
Bill. You had Bill. You had Evan. And you got Louie. All right.
But I also think in Jersey, granted, you and Dolores aren't married, but people are actually married. Most of the other Housewife franchises, it's everybody's divorced.
Yes.
So you're not seeing, or their husbands are refusing to film.
Yeah.
So you don't see the husbands so you don't see that dynamic, but we see it with you guys. And I thought that Tiki Barber nicely fit in with you guys, but he's cool, right?
Tiki's very cool. And I got to be honest with you. I think Tiki's a little smarter than all of us, because anytime the guys have something like the boat trip in Nashville.
Oh, yeah. How did he disappear?
Anytime we do something like that, he happens to have to work. He has to broadcast, something. You know,
is he afraid of his image, maybe?
It could be. Let me tell you, though, I never met Tiki personally before the show. I met him. He's awesome. He's a good guy.
He seems really cool. The one thing I like about the guys on your cast is you don't look thirsty. Like if another Orange County, Beverly Hills, whatever, if the guys get too involved in things, they just look thirsty and stupid. You guys have such a great dynamic together that it's like, you're like,
cause they're housewives, friends.
But it's like on that show, you have the housewives and then you have the husbands that are equally as famous and popular, which is great.
Which leads me to believe when you guys were all on Watch What Happens Live together, you were there with a girlfriend.
Yes, I was.
We need details.
Is she still in the picture?
We know her name is Brittany.
Yeah.
How do you know this?
Because I'm a sleuth.
She's a stalker.
I need more information because you didn't give us much more. No. She was sitting. She was in pink, very cute. But I want more information.
And obviously, she's a blonde.
Yes, she is for sure. I started dating Brittany about 3 years ago.
What?
Sorry,
we're not allowed to yell. We get in trouble for yelling.
Oh, you guys aren't allowed to yell.
our viewers go,
our viewers are like, stop yelling into the mic. We're like, we can't have big emotions. We can't help ourselves.
Yeah, I'm perfectly okay with it. I love the yelling. To be emotional, absolutely.
3 years.
That's a big fat no.
All right.
Okay.
Tamara, you would appreciate this. I trained her. I've known her for about 7 years, but I trained her for her show. She was a fitness
coach. Oh, okay.
All right. And then, that was it. And my girlfriend at the time, we started had some issues. Who I was with for quite some time. I was with her for a long time, about, I think, 14 years. All right. The girl before that. And we started dating. And then we ended up breaking off a little bit this, maybe not this past January, the January before that. And that's where I ended up dating that girl from Texas for a short period of time. And then me and Brittany have gotten back since then and been together since. You know, she's Brittany's a lot older. I mean, a lot older, a lot younger.
Brittany, he didn't mean it. No, he's been drinking.
We should take that out. She doesn't look older at all. She looks beautiful.
No, she's not. Believe it or not, I meant younger because she's only 32 years old. But
Hold on. What were you mean? She's 32 years old.
What do you normally date 18 year olds?
No, but when I say no, I meant younger, all right? But the reason is she truly is a 50-year-old in a 32-year-old body.
Oh, right? Gotcha. Okay. She's into fitness.
She's an old heart. She's an old soul.
You want to? Yes. She goes, listen, she's in bed by 10 o'clock at night. She doesn't want to be clubbing at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know? And guys, can I tell you, it's just, with everything that's gone on in my life, and I usually track my own drama, she is the most optimistic person all the time. All right. Mm-hmm. No matter how grumpy I am, no matter how well, she'll still keep a smile on her face, optimistic about everything. Aww. To the point where within 10 minutes, I'm like, what am I doing? I smile.
That's nice. Do you see yourself getting married again?
It's a possibility. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
How does Dolores feel about Brittany? Because we know the whole Buzz Lightyear thing came up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we'll get into that after. But how do Dolores and Brittany get along and your kids?
Dolores always got along with her because Dolores knew her while I was training her. Our shore house, all right, which is my shore house. I got to tell you a quick story. Let me just take it back a notch.
Okay. All right. This is
typical Dolores, okay? Just as we were getting divorced, all right, we had knocked down our shore house. We're building a brand new house down there, all right? And made it was nice. Third floor is just a master bedroom, all right? It was very nice, beautiful views and everything else. We're getting divorced, and I said to Dolores, do me a favor. Honestly, I'm not going to fight you. I don't want to do this. Give me the shore house. You can have everything else. And Dolores says, okay. So, and we were after the divorce was over, we were friendly, very friendly, went down to shore, and she's up in the bedroom and she's packing her clothes in a suitcase. And I'm thinking to myself, wow, she don't seem too sad. Does she not like it here? So I packed her bags, walked down the stairs, went to the second floor, went in the bedroom, unpacked her bags, and took that bedroom has been hers ever since for the past 20 years.
All right. She did not. Oh my God. I love her.
I said, what are you doing? She goes,
This is my house.
She said, I said you could have the house. Didn't mean I wasn't going to stay here.
Yeah, right? I'm just moving out of our room.
That, exactly right.
So what
happens is, now back to the story about Brittany and Dolores, is they were during the summer, which is great. Dolores would be down at the time with David, all right? And me and Brittany would be there. And we'd all be together, which is nice because my kids are down with all their friends. So we all were together as a family, all right, at the house down the shore. So, yes, they get along fine. Right. It's believe me, it's really difficult not to be able to get along with Brittany. All right. It's almost like being mean to a puppy.
Aww. Yeah.
Now, do you still have that shore house?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Can you invite us?
Yeah, we want to.
Absolutely.
We've never been to the Jersey Shore.
I've never been there.
We have never. Okay. No.
So next party, will you invite us so we can go?
We'd love to come.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we've never been there. And you guys go and then like everybody gets like their fresh new spray tans. We're watching.
You're 100% right. Not only that, honestly, I think I saw your father having lunch with Bruce Springsteen not too long ago down ashore.
He was. I know.
Was he? Right? Yes.
Yeah.
Cougs and Bruce Springsteen have this like in the 80s, they weren't rivals, but that's like the way the press put them against each other. But they didn't really know each other.
Now,
they
do
always,
you know him?
I only know him because his daughter rides horses as well. Yes. So I know his daughter. His daughter's actually an Olympian. She's an incredible rider. But my dad and Bruce did a song together this year. And so now they've become pals and they hang out all the time.
Exactly,
and
exactly right?
So cool.
But no, so listen, cool. What's nice down at Jersey Shore is I'm at one end of the road and Melissa and Joe are down at the other. They're only less than a quarter mile away from me.
I love them too.
Hey guys,
Eddie and I have gone. We were in Mexico City. We shot a commercial with I did with Melissa, and just had so much fun with them.
They're just so
down to earth and
fun.
So cool and no ego. I love them.
But
you
now
guys you have to come to the Jersey Shore. Come on,
we want to. We want you. Tell us anytime that's fun.
I'll get my guns up. We'll spray tan.
We'll podcast from there.
GTL, remember GTL, right?
So you talked about how much you like David. I have to say, as a viewer, and David, if you can hear me right now, I apologize.
No, he's not home.
I wasn't fond of him watching him on the show. And I don't know if that's because he didn't want to be on the show and that resonated. But like, is he a fun guy? Like, what's the...
I joke around with David all the time. I said, David, I got to be honest. The first time I met you, I thought you were a jerk off. All right? Seriously, I thought you were a jerk off. I said, who is this idiot? You know? But you got to get to know David. And I say, unfortunately, I say it to him today. And now living with him, I even see it even more. David is an incredible doctor. When I tell you, he cares about his patients like I've never seen before. He's awesome at what he does. But it interferes with every one of his relationships.
Right, yeah. That makes sense.
He's married. He's truly married to his job.
Yeah.
I have a question. Teresa hates me. What?
Teresa hates anybody who
tries to pull around. Well, because on the podcast, I once said that when Louis was doing all the affirmations, he reminded me of a Vicky's ex-boyfriend who did affirmations. That's all I meant. It was like the constant affirmations. I also said that I really liked him and I like their relationship together. I feel like it really, it's legit and it's working. But she didn't hear that part. She just heard that.
But also, just to let you know, Tamara has now talked about this on every podcast that we have with somebody from Jersey. She's spiraling.
I want
because
her to know.
The press is picking it up every single time. And all she wants to do is get back into Teresa's good graces, but it's not happening. I don't think Teresa's...
But the thing is like, I've always been a supporter of hers. So what do I need to do?
Teresa's very simple. Let's put it that way. All right. she's very simple. Yeah. All right. And Teresa, and I love her. I've known her a long time and I still support her on most things. All right. Teresa's not a logical person.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. I feel like she read the headline and I actually sent her a message. I'm like, Teresa, no, seriously, because we've always had a pretty good relationship. I said, I was just saying that. I also said I thought he was great. No, I got no response.
Mother's Day is coming and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
How brutal was the reunion in person? Because I've never seen Andy get so mad. Like he lost it.
And he lost his shit.
And I always am Team Teresa no matter what. And
don't
this
suck up to her.
No. Well, I'm sorry. She likes me. She still follows me on Instagram. Well, but
did she unfollow you, Tamara?
She unfollowed me.
No, she did that too.
Well, here's
she
the does. Worst. I'm presenting at the MTV Unscripted Awards and she's up for 4 awards. So I'm like, I just can't wait to be presenting her with an award.
Oh, is that why you asked me to be your date?
Yes.
To block you back. But during the reunion, there was moments that it was absolutely unbearable. Like, yes. She couldn't hear anything that anybody was saying. And we all fuck up and we all do whatever. But Louis, I almost, even though we heard way more stuff about Louis, I was almost finding him likable because at least he was taking some accountability for some of his past behavior.
I thought he did great. I thought that he was able to open up and speak without Teresa telling him what to say. And he came off well, I thought.
But every time... The problem is, from what I understand, Teresa caught a lot of slack about the reunion because Louis got to the point where he was rectifying things with Margaret and it was bringing down the tension. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Teresa would just jump back in and start screaming and yelling. Right? Yeah. And Teresa, when Teresa gets into one of those rampages, she hears nothing. Yeah. She hears nothing. Okay. So, and you just got it, but oh my God, it wasn't once, it wasn't twice. How many times was it?
But that's what makes her good TV.
100%.
But at this point, I thought so during the season, but at the reunion, it was just so same thing, that it was exhaust. I would have been like Andy, just like shut up.
It was horrible. Guys, it was horrible. Was it? The men were out there. If you notice towards the end, the men are not even smiling because we couldn't wait to leave.
I felt bad for Joey. Like, that was just bad. Yes. I just felt like he handled himself so well.
The best I've ever seen him handle himself in controversy, yep. I thought.
And Melissa as well. And I feel like Melissa was kind of holding back. Like, she's in such a weird position because she doesn't want to piss off Teresa. She doesn't want to piss off her husband. So I feel like she's almost silenced a little bit. And I'm like,
I have a question in regards to Dolores and to Melissa. I know they talk about like this old school Italian, we're family, we're all of these things so that we always have each other's back. But when it comes to something like, I know watching, and I'm not somebody who gets FOMO or anything like that, but I know watching, I saw in Dolores's face and Melissa's when they realized they weren't bridesmaids, when Dolores wasn't even invited to the engagement party, I felt sad. Like,
you're right. You're absolutely right. You know, and I don't think there's any excuse for it. And I mean, I see a lot of things now on social media and everything else. I think Melissa is had enough. Melissa says, you know, I'm saying what I want to say. I'm doing what I got to do. I've tried to keep this family peaceful, and it just no matter what I do, it doesn't get through to Teresa.
By the way, there's nothing worse than being a fucking 50-year-old bridesmaid.
I mean, no desire. The bridesmaid, we talked about it. The bridesmaid thing is fine, but Dolores not being at the engagement party because they haven't gone on double dates.
No, that's no.
And really, if you want to be with somebody else, just she could have invited you as Dolores's friend, you know, so she's with somebody else.
I don't know if it's true, but I heard because Dina Manzo, who actually lives literally right by me.
That's what I listen. Nobody said that to me. That's what I think the reason.
Yeah, because they had some beef and she was just trying to, keep everybody cool.
And she's cool.
And since you were at the reunion, can you also tell us how many minutes
Tiki Barber's wife filmed at the reunion because we didn't see her.
Only to get not shown.
Was she not? I didn't, guys, I gotta be honest with you. I didn't see the third part of the reunion.
Well, she did. We didn't see her either.
No.
So nobody saw her at all?
No. At all. We only saw her outfit. But like
the,
that.
The good thing is she got paid. Who cares?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
don't. But oh, she, like, I, you wouldn't I, care. You're so full of
no,
shit.
No, but the thing is she's not coming back, right? She's not. I heard. She, I don't know. I'm speculating.
Guys, I got to be honest with you. I've heard so many things between Jackie, new girls, this, that. Yeah. I don't even know what's going on right now. We're starting to film. We're starting to film this week again, you know, starting up filming already.
Yay, I'm so excited.
But I have no idea who's in and who's out.
But how long was Tracy on a couch or on a chair for more than 15 minutes?
She was there. Yeah, yes. I wasn't there. Quite honestly, I don't know if you noticed, when I left, me and Dolores weren't talking. So
Wait, you guys are better now, right?
Yeah, me and Dolores.
Okay, because we can't lose you.
Okay, first let him get through this, and then we're going back to that Buzz Lightyear.
But no, I think she was out there. I think she was out there for like half an hour or so, you know?
Yeah. Well, whatever. No. It is what it is. It happens. It's happened before in our show.
And I like her. She's nice.
In Beverly Hills, there had never brought somebody that, to my knowledge, out on the reunion to talk and then never shown them. They've cut people completely out of the show, but then they wouldn't have brought them to the reunion.
Well, listen, she's actually just too normal and sweet and nice to be on the show. That's it.
Yes, she is.
And not everybody's cut out for TV. Right?
But
you are.
But you are. And back to Buzz Lightyear. My favorite thing when you say it and Dolores gets pissed, when Andy says "with all due" and he doesn't even add respect to the end, it's my favorite line. When he's always like, "with all due," like, it's just because like
But you said something in return. I can't remember what it was.
I know.
It was so hilarious. Even Melissa repeated it.
But when I thought he was a superhero.
Yeah.
No.
But what
it was something else?
What don't you see? What is the issue with Polly for you?
Let me start with saying this. Since the reunion, all right, Paulie and I have made some great headway. Okay. We really have. All right. And my whole problem with Paulie was anybody who's around Dolores and I, the more you're around us, you'll see there's nothing to worry about. Okay. So when I saw the two of them getting a little more serious and serious, I texted Dolores. I said, Dolores, do me a favor. Talk to Paulie. See if he wants to go to lunch or go to dinner. Let's bullshit, you know? And I just got, you know, I got a response that I didn't expect, and I didn't take too well to it. And
you didn't get what you wanted.
On his
not so much I didn't get what I wanted. My biggest issue is this. Growing up, my parents were divorced, and I have two birthdays and two holidays and the usual, right?
Like
my kids have never had that sucks. That sucks, right? I know it does.
Yeah.
My kids never had that.
That's so good. I asked my ex-husband, can we once a month, go to dinner with the kids and just be like a family? He's like, no.
Are you serious?
I'm like, okay.
See, that's a shame.
Yeah. But I think some people aren't cut out to continue having relationships. I think you and Dolores are really blessed. I'm so grateful that I had two birthdays and two Christmases, because being with my parents together after they broke up, that's a no for me. I'm good.
I got to be honest. That's the same thing with my parents at the time. They didn't get along. But Dolores, she put everything aside. She put everything aside because she said, we're going to still be a family and be a family. Uh-huh. We've always been a family. And now that Paulie came around, there's certain things where I know my kids are comfortable if we were together in the same room, my son's the easiest going. He wants everybody to be peaceful and everything else. All right. So he'll make good no matter what. My daughter's me, and my daughter's loyal as hell to me. We have a great relationship.
And that scene where you guys are at dinner and you're talking about sex, so good. I love the whole thing.
Yes. Me and my daughter still, up until the point where she became a doctor, every year me and her would go away for 4 or 5 days, just the two of us, ever since she was 6 years old. And we have a great relationship, and she's a lot more difficult to push aside her feelings. And I don't want that. I want us to be able to be in the same room and everybody be happy.
Yeah. But all due respect, when it comes to Polly, it's not the easiest thing to come into a relationship and have your new girlfriend being best friends with her ex-husband. Like not.
But if you come into it, like if they wanted to be together at this point, so many years had passed, they would be.
Yeah, but you know what? Yes. A lot of people have like insecurities or jealousy where, you know, they'll see the two of you together and he probably can get insecure or jealous about it. Like not everybody's that
How long was Dolores mad after that? I mean, she wasn't mad about anything else.
She was mad.
You could see it on her face.
And how did you guys get through it? Did you have a conversation? Was there yelling?
No. Like,
what?
I just don't talk to her. And I'll say, that's one good thing about being exes, you know? Yeah. You know, if the conversation gets loud, it's click.
You just have a distance. All right.
And, you know, I don't have to go home. And, you know, and I even, listen, guys, what I'm doing is, you know, I found a piece of property close to David's, which I'm building my own house.
Good.
And, all right.
Yay. But we'll have somewhere to stay.
All right. Exactly. Yeah, you got it. So, but what happened is I went by Dolores's in between. I figured I'd stay there. I'd never lived with both my kids in the same house. All right. With Dolores. And so I just finished her house. Let me stay there. Have a good, you know, and when I'm done, I'll go move into my own place. But then Dolores started dating Paulie and I knew it was going to be rough for him.
Yeah. So that's when you moved. Did you move in with David to stick it to her a little bit?
No, not at all. In fact, me and David went to dinner.
That's how her brain works.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm not like Brittany.
No. How can I stick it to her?
David and I went to dinner, and you know we're close. Bullshit. I said, I'm getting out. He said, what are you going to do? I said, I don't know. I'll go find something in between. You know, it's when you stay by me. Because David comes home, and to be honest with you, he's got a huge house here, beautiful house. And, you know, David comes home some weird hours because you can't determine when someone's going to give birth. All right. Right. And that's what he does.
Oh, I didn't even know that was the kind of doctor he was.
Yeah. David's a high risk pregnancy doctor.
Oh, all right? Okay. Yeah, now I like him more.
Now he makes
big money. He makes
money.
That's like a really high pressure.
Well, that's. Working out all hours of the night.
But also, if you're giving somebody their miracle baby, high-risk pregnancies, that's – my son was a high-risk pregnancy, and that was
– It's and I could
– I'm just high-risk.
You're just high-risk altogether, right?
I'm just in trouble. Always.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Which leads us to a question, Mary, that we have to ask every single guest.
Yes.
You have to answer it. And I'm sorry, but it's,
oh my God, you're making me nervous.
It's kiss, marry, kill of the New Jersey Housewives. Dolores can be included or not.
Yes.
Oh, then obviously it's got to be marry Dolores. All right. And what were the other ones?
Kill and kiss. Or right. Sex, whatever, you know, it is.
All right. As for, you know, kiss, I'd have to say Melissa. All right.
Yes.
All right. And for no other reason, because Joe will be jealous because now she knows what a real man is. All right. Okay. All right. All right. And kill. Oh my God. That would be so hard. I'd have to get back to that.
I mean,
no, kill, we don't have, fine. We don't have to say kill. Let's just say disappear.
Disappear. I mean, that's the same thing, but
no, I mean, they don't have to die.
I get along. And listen, after this season, all right, I probably have to say Jennifer, but I just was with Jennifer the other night, and I was like, I do love her. She's crazy, yeah. but I love her. You know, she's a loose cannon. She's a loose cannon, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm friendly with this. Guys, I really, off screen, I'm friendly with everybody. The guys, you see the guys, we still go out off screen. On screen, when you see our any of the things we're doing, guys, swear to God, nothing is scripted with us. With the
well,
men,
that's what makes it such great TV, is because you guys are good friends and you do hang out when, not just when you're filming, a lot of these cast members on different franchises, they're friends for TV reasons. And then when the cameras go down, they're like, oh, I'll see you in 3 months. You know, so that's what makes it so good.
And I know that we're almost out of time, but in closing, do you think that Louis will infiltrate into the boys club this year, or Teresa's going to keep him away?
No, I think he's going to infiltrate. I think he will. Teresa likes him being part of us. Yeah. All right. She likes that. Let's see. They're supposed to be getting married this year.
When I found out Sex in the City, when you told me that Sex in the City is his favorite show to watch, and that's why he wanted to get, I almost lost myself. I wasn't ready. And then our final question is, can you give us the actual definition of a bitch boy?
A bitch boy, to put it bluntly, right? And then I'll elaborate. A bitch boy is pussy whipped. Okay.
Okay. Oh, that makes more, okay. That makes more sense.
All right.
Okay.
All right. A bitch boy is pussy whipped to basically his woman. Okay.
Controls him.
Or not, exactly. Controls him. Exactly right. That's what. And in New Jersey, I can be honest with you, that's almost calling like a woman a C-word. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, don't call me a bitch boy. Don't call me a bitch boy.
So that's like the ultimate diss.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly.
All right. So we won't close this by saying thanks for coming on, bitch boy. We'll just
you too, Ken. You too. If I'm coming for the two of you all out. That's okay.
I know, but we have. Our producer just messaged that we have two more fan questions we need to ask.
Yes.
Go ahead, guys. I put everything aside. I have another comment call in about 45 minutes.
Oh, we could sit here and talk all day long.
We get little notes like stop yelling into the thing. Stop talking. Teddy, why is your laugh so annoying?
Okay. So my question is,
it's not really your question. It's a fan question.
Okay. Well, it's also my question too, because I'm going to elaborate on it. So will your girlfriend be on the show next year? And could she possibly be a new housewife in the future?
My girlfriend, most likely, yes, will be on the show this year. Okay. All right. As to what extent, I have no idea. All right. As for a future housewife, never say never.
Oh, that would be amazing.
But if I got something to say about it, the answer is no.
Oh.
All right.
Well, and we also guessed what we think happened, which she didn't confirm or deny, is that Jackie is a friend and they're going to have make her work for that. The holding of nothing.
The holding of the meatball.
Is that what it is?
They hold nothing, but that's our guess.
Speculation.
I hope not. I hope not. I give it because I love it. I really like Jackie a lot.
Me too.
And the fact that she came out this year about her eating disorder.
I know.
Right? And so she really opened up. And Jackie's come such a long way. If you look at her the first season, oh my God, she was like a timid puppy getting her ass kicked.
Right.
All right. You know, at least now she's done.
She went head to head with Dolores when they were.
Absolutely. Guys, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, and the only thing about it is, I mean, that's good, but that's also a mistake. I've seen Dolores. Put it no other way, I've seen her wreck women. I mean,
to see that.
Oh my God.
Everyone teases me because we're on a group chat where we talk about all housewife stuff so we can like stay current, because if not, you'd miss it.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, Teddy's girlfriend, Dolores, like, oh, your girl, Dolores. I'm like, well, I love her.
So we'll have a threesome with Dolores.
There you go.
You've already kissed too many other chicks.
I love
kissing. Really?
I want kissing Tara? Girls.
Tamara.
Really? What am I left out? What am I like?
We'll let you watch.
Not only the third week, I'm like the fourth week.
We'll check in and see what Melissa says after your hookup sesh, if it's worth it.
Yeah, don't believe me. Poor Joe.
I love Dolores.
Oh my gosh.
But Joe, the thing about Joe, Joe's always out there and everything else. And Joe, every time Tarzan, you know? And I point that out all the time. Joe always says, well, how well endowed he is. Listen to me. Someone 5'4", a 3-inch penis look big. Okay. All right. I'm 6 feet tall. All right. It's a big difference.
How big is your shoe?
No,
size?
But
what's your shoe size?
Do you my also shoes, really not shoes, have balls?
12 and a half.
12 and a half is shoe sizes.
12 and a half. That's 12 right. and a half. Okay. And look at that. Look at those hands. All right. That's a real hand.
But do you not have balls?
So. I'm gonna be honest.
Well, let me just tell you, balls are overrated.
Thank you. Tamara.
I don't want any balls in my face. I don't want to see balls. And as you get older, balls sag. Like if you don't have any, that's Tamara, great.
Ugh. They better be well-kempt balls, the little ones that you do have. I'm just saying.
Oh my God. Listen, guys, Dolores will be the first to tell you, when it comes to hygiene, there's nobody like me when it comes to hygiene.
Awesome. Right?
Where are any balls? I got a daughter. I got a son. All right.
Your balls Seriously. Worked.
And what do I need more? My balls are just getting away.
They do. I'm not a balls fan at all.
No.
Oh my God.
Are you?
And without big balls?
Do you like balls? I don't hate balls.
Oh God. I have friends that love balls. I'm like, why?
I don't like to play with balls, but like balls can get involved in the action and help the situation sometimes.
No.
Okay. Anyways, another great episode of learning on Two Cheese in a Pod with myself, Teddy Mellencamp, Tamara Judge. Thankfully, we have Frank for a ball tutorial of hygiene and foot size. You can follow Frank at, what's your Instagram, Frank?
Frank_Catania_senior. We have, make sure you put senior because my son's got way too many of my DMs.
And don't worry. I almost did the same thing. And then
Exactly.
One last fan question. Is Frank Jr. single?
Yes, he is now.
How old is he?
23.
All right. 23-year-old lady, slide into Frank Jr.'s DM, not senior, because he really dates up. He gets up to that 28-30-year-old.
I know. I'm above 30, guys. Oh, come on.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. This is so good.
My pleasure, ladies. I had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frank. And we'll be chatting.
Bye.
All right. Hope to see you at the Jersey Shore this summer. Don't forget.
Can you send us the invitation?
Invite.
Absolutely.
We can wear pink or whatever color you want.
Empty.
We'll do the things. Bye.
Bye, ladies.
Bye, Frank. Oh, my God. He's so great.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.